Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody's having a great day today. And I know that it says 2023. For some reason, changing that is a little problematic. Hope everybody's doing well. Welcome to the Sunday. Sunday Savages, here we are. Hi, Sherry from Mississippi. Hi, Todd from Ohio. Hello from Utah. Hi, Jason. Hi, Della from Texas. I'd like to see once if we could get all 50 states represented. That would be super cool. So far, we've got four, five, because I'm in California. Another Ohio. Very nice. Good morning, Stephen. Nevada. All right, there's a new one. Delray Beach, Florida. Another new one. Utah. Hello, Utah. Hi, Pam. So we really need Maine, New Hampshire, New Ontario, Canada. Hello, our first international person. Hope everybody's doing well today. Buffalo, New York, Berlin. Hello, Berlin. Australia. Fantastic. Buffalo, New York. Wow. It's super cool to see everybody from so many different parts of the country and across the world. It's very cool. So one thing about publishing, it's like this international community. Yeah, love that. From Chicago. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. There I am.
There you are. How are you today?
How are you doing?
Good. I was just
Good.
seeing if we get all 50 states represented today.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Huh.
Yep. We've got, well, California and Seattle. So we've got Washington. I should make a little calendar, or not a calendar, but like a map and just tick them off. I
Did you
live.
do the? Did you ever sing the Alabama, Alaska, Arizona? Did you ever sing that song?
That was after my time of education. No,
No.
not El Paso, Texas.
I'm guessing it was probably before your time,
Yeah, that's
not
what.
after.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
what I. It was before my
Yeah.
time.
Before.
There's another. So we've had Brazil, Germany, and Canada, Australia,
Ooh, awesome.
British Columbia. Yep. Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. Whole group because it doesn't have to do. So, Sherry, are you walking? Because that would be pretty exciting. That's pretty Very exciting. First unassisted steps in 5 years. Fantastic. Good for you. That warms my heart right there.
Same here, Sherry. Same here.
I'm going to get all emotional about that. And there's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Yep. Maybe.
Hello,
Hello.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how are ya?
Did you get a
I'm doing good. How
snack?
are you guys? Yes, I
Good.
did. Yogurt.
What'd you get? Was it something good?
Just
Yogurt?
some yogurt, some cereal. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I just had a yogurt too,
Yeah.
ironically.
Okay. I
It's like the
had
perfect snack.
cream
It
cheese
is.
with strawberries on my toast for breakfast. Because I'm in California right now, so it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Started this morning
Lucky.
at 4. Yay.
You lucky girl.
I know.
Are you by the beach? Are you in the middle?
So let's see where I am. It's Walnut Creek, California. It's in the Bay Area, the East Bay.
Yeah.
So I can get to the Bay in 20 minutes. I can get to the ocean in about an hour. But
Awesome.
I don't know if you've ever been to the West Coast. The water is not warm and the water is rough, and I'm not going swimming in there. And where I live, they're very large, white, the big sharks. And I don't do sharks either.
Great white sharks. That's terrifying.
It is very terrifying. Yeah, great whites breed in the Farallon Islands, which is just off the coast of the San Francisco Bay. Probably too much information.
That's
Yes.
cool.
Yeah,
I heard if you paint your toenails with mustard that it deters them.
the hogwash is that?
Hogwash. I'm just kidding.
Hogwash. Definite hogwash. Yeah, right. And then wouldn't it wash off in the water?
Exactly.
Yeah, and sure, with my luck, the shark would be like, oh, look, toes with mustard. That'd be even better, right?
Some flavor.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you guys ready to dig into Sunday Savages today?
Yeah, let's get her.
All
Let's
right.
do
Welcome everybody to the Sunday Savage call. Just a reminder, especially for Lori and Brandon, I will not be here next Sunday as I am taking the day off. Woo-hoo.
righty. All
So I'm gonna
righty.
leave you guys in their capable hands. All right, so just to give you kind of an outline of what to expect today during the Q&A call, I will resume sharing and then click on that. Okay, so first thing that we're going to do with our Q&A time is that we will go over the submitted questions. You have up to an hour before the Q&A time actually begins to submit those questions. Some people may have submitted a question twice, so I went through that. Usually that takes us about an hour. You can find the live Q&A calls in your AI dashboard. You just simply ask the question here and click to register. Clearly, you all figured it out because all y'all are here. Hooray. Okay. Sometimes we have special segments. We have topic-specific live trainings. We'll always be reviewing book covers and titles. Occasionally, we do a student interview. We might have a quiz, which I think we might need to do, and something else. And if you have any suggestions for a topic-specific training or something else you'd like to see in the Q&A, please let us know. You can simply put it in the chat and we'll write it down. But truly, we're here to help you get the most out of this course. So, in addition to the pre-submitted questions, you can also submit your questions in the open Q&A. So if you look down at your control bar for Zoom, you'll see where it says chat and then Q&A. That's where you're going to put your questions. Please do not put them in the chat because we don't answer those questions in the chat. So there you go. And just to let you know, there are many, many students on this call. We typically have well over 100. And everyone is at a different spot in their publishing journey. We get a lot of questions and do our best to help answer the questions that are applicable to all and helpful to the majority of attendees on this call. We would rather spend more time going into a deeper dive on a question than rushing from one to the next. So we do pick and choose the best questions, but in all honesty, they're all good questions. Okay, if you have any other like help that's not related to Q&A, you need to go to help.publishing.com. You're going to find account related assistance here, passwords, Facebook groups, etc., KDSpy, Incognito, Chrome. 7-day profit challenge, et cetera, et cetera. These are things that we do not answer on the Q&A. If everybody could please set your toggle to everyone on the chat, that way they will get seen by the majority of questions or by the all of the students that are here today. And you never know, somebody might have an answer for you, even if you put a question there. All right. In case you're not aware, we do have a relationship with Publishing Services. Right now, they are offering a monthly discount. AIA and students on Q&A calls get this month Polish 10, which is 10% off of editing and proofreading packages. If you're not there at this point in your publishing journey, don't sweat it. May is going to be over in a flash, and there'll be a whole new coupon code starting in June. Yikes. All right. Let's dig in. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Good.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll take it on. Marissa, I will be purchasing a devotional written by an author in Nigeria, and I'm from the U.S. Two questions. One, any advice you'd give me, since this is my first time buying a book from a ghostwriter who I trust and have worked with in the past, having written a book for me? Two, where could I find sample copyright agreements so I can come up with my own and have her sign? Let's see. So purchasing a devotional written by an author in Nigeria. So I guess, I don't know if you guys, I guess I'm a little confused that you're buying it from them. So have you hired this person from Nigeria as a ghostwriter, Marissa? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah.
And let's see, written by an author in Nigeria. I mean, my ghostwriter was from another country, and I just paid them normal, and the copyright, you just go about normal since they're your ghostwriter. So there isn't anything special about either of those things. You just pay them the going rate that they are asking for. And if you trust them and you love them, just keep working with them. You guys have anything else?
Yeah. And if Marissa, if your question is about whether or not your ghostwriter is going to have rights to your book, I think that's the question regarding the copyright agreements. So you know what I would do? I would Google it and just look. I'm sure that there is some sort of template or something like that online that will give you that copyright agreement to make with your ghostwriter. All right, any other comments on that one? We're good? Moving on. Okay, so this is not a question. It just says that he's creating a book with AI. Good for you. Awesome sauce.
All right, congrats.
Okay.
So we got Mona. I guess I can do this one. Do the three dots in Katie Spy mean anything? They're located in the lower right-hand corner. Yeah, Mona, so we actually don't pay attention to those just because we don't actually know the metrics in which they use to calculate these things. So we don't consider it a reliable piece of data. So don't worry too much about that stuff. Just focus on the other proof of concept metrics there.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, this one's for me. This is from Dinah. She sent her recommendations to the designers at 99 Designs, and she would like us to take a look at the final work. And then she's not going to be here, but she'll listen to the replay. All right. These are Dinah's covers.
Oh, I remember these.
Yeah, can y'all see them?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and if somebody's going to look, if you guys have input from the chat, the number is up here. There's 44, 42, 37, and 36.
Take a vote.
That's it. Yep. Good. Can you guys see them okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can make the screen even a little bit bigger. How about that? Ooh.
I like 37.
Yeah,
it's not as dark as 36, and the layout's more creative than 42 and the other one. They're all great. These are nice, but I like 37.
I like 37 as well. I think, Dinah, your font in your subtitle needs to still be bigger than your pen name down here. So keep that in mind to get that fixed. And for some reason, at least when I was on 99 Designs getting my book covers done, that was a really hard thing for people to do. Did you guys experience that? I was like, make it smaller. No, smaller. Keep making it smaller. And I don't know why, but it was like really hard to get that through.
I've had that before. Like, they'll make it like a tiny bit smaller. It's right? Like,
and I'm
nope,
like, no,
keep it going.
Smaller. And I'd even say smaller than the font size of the subtitle. Yeah, didn't get through. Okay, so in the chat, where do we sit? 37, 7, 7, 37. There's one for 42. Okay, 37, 42, 44. So, yeah, okay. We're kind of all over the place, right?
These are two really good layouts, you know?
Yeah,
I think
really
at this
are.
Point,
yeah, they are.
Pick
they
the
really
one you
are.
like better.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I like 44 because I think it pops more than 42 because the
it
blue
does.
On the blue in here is a little harder to read than over here. But ultimately, I think I like 37. Yeah.
Would you say these are the two superior ones out of each type of template?
Yeah, I would agree. These two.
Yeah.
How about you, Laurie? What do you think?
I'm in agreement. I don't know why, but I really like the subtitle on 42 and 44, the layout of it better than 37, but I don't know if you guys like 37 because of the layout of the subtitle. So I'm a big, I don't know why, but my eye, when I look at 37, goes to Life You Desire. That's all my eye guy goes to, which could be good because, you know, it's the life you want to desire. So I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree
two
with
good
that.
Options. Yeah.
I would try it around with maybe, you know, how this is just three lines right here, changing this and making it three lines total, including the 12 sustainable lifestyle. Play around with it. I think ultimately, Dinah, it becomes your decision, right? It's your book.
100%. And you can still leave that top sentence all yellow. That looks really nice.
Yeah, that does look very nice. It really pops there. Okay, yeah. Moving on.
Ooh, some more covers.
Yay.
Oh, okay. Hi, coaches. I would appreciate your feedback on the title and cover. I changed my title and subtitle, and I didn't get just the front cover to send before the call. One on the top right needs to fix the well-being on the title and remove it from the subtitle. For any white background, I will add a border or change the background color to some light shade. Thank you so much. Do I need to pull
ready?
Those up or Libby? Yeah.
Hello.
Libby's the master.
You know
I
me?
Know.
Come on, guys. Okay.
All right. Yoga for pregnancy health and well-being. Yoga for pregnancy health and well-being. Let's see. So I keep moving back like this because I don't have my glasses on, and I want to see the one that pops the best without my glasses on. That's an actual strategy, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So for
really?
Me, the one that pops the
think
most
about?
When I'm back like this is the one on the bottom, the yoga for pregnancy health and well-being. But I actually like the picture on the top right better. So
This
I like
one?
the graphic on the top right better. But I'm a fan of the bottom one. Yeah, number three.
Also a fan of number three. I like it. It's a little bit cleaner.
Really?
Yeah, this is a little busy in the back to me. I think it's because the colors are kind of merging with her unitard, right? What do you think, Brandon?
I definitely do think three is clean, but I like number one.
Okay.
Just like very like big and bold, but I think all of these are pretty nice. I do agree with you, Libby, though. This one, it's really hard to see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtitle's
also
hard
the
to
font is a little bit thin,
read.
and the subtitle's like really obscure there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's truly the back of your book there, but that's a little bit busy. You
Yeah,
might
it's
want
a
to
lot of words.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We good? Shall we go on? So
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, good options.
Okay, somebody, there we go. Okay,
All right.
Go ahead. You're
I
the
think this
Facebook
was mine.
guy. Yep.
Okay. I'm in the Facebook review phase of pre-publishing. I've already reached out to 10, 15 groups in the admins, but I have not received the response. Should I go ahead and make a post? I mean, yeah, if you don't receive any response, you might as well just try. The worst thing they can do is they say no, remove the post or kick you out. Not a huge deal. But if you're making the post, just make sure that you've actually interacted with the community, ideally, right? Even gone as far as gotten one of the top contributor badges. I've had some students get those badges by just interacting for like 7 days straight, which is not too bad to just put it, pop in a comment in there and get it going. But yeah, Nick, go ahead and post it. You know, it's easier to ask for forgiveness sometimes than permission.
Yeah, I think I live my life by that, just saying.
Have to sometimes.
You have to. Okay, this is from Laura. Please review my title and subtitle before I'm going moving on to her cover. English Cottage Container Gardening. Subtitle: A Beginner's Guide on How to Select Flowers and Herbs, Nurture Their Growth, and Transform Any Small Space into a Charming Garden Sanctuary. I'm assuming that English Container Gardening. Or is it cottage container? Did we go through this? Which one of these is the actual topic? Container gardening, cottage container gardening, or English? Laura, are you here?
This
Laura.
looks familiar. I think there was another
Yeah.
English cottage
Ooh,
container, or that's the same one.
yeah. So, I do like how you've got a very clear title. I'm going to assume that this is what you found POC for. Beginner's guide on how to select flowers and herbs. Very nice. Nurture their growth and transform any small space into a charming garden sanctuary. I don't know how many characters you've got there, Laura, but you might even throw in a little bit of hook at the end in 30 days with, different steps in 30 days. Because as a gardener, I think if I was doing container gardening, I would be able to convert my small space in 30 days with plants and pots and stuff like that, which might be a nice hook. I do like how you've got the beginner's guide. What do you guys think? Thoughts? Yeah, or on a budget, that would be good too. Anything on a budget is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you said, Libby. I also think the
Oh, she's
ands and the
here. Yeah.
commas
Yeah. You've
are a
got
little bit,
overdone.
yeah, are a little could flow a little bit better, just the how you're structuring the commas and the ands.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yep. It is container gardening. So you've niched yours down to English cottage container gardening. So just FYI, it should come up for container gardening, but you may not get as much traction because you've got that English cottage in front of it. What do you guys think about that for a title?
Makes it a little
I
bit
feel
risky.
yeah,
It's
it's a little
risky.
risky. Yeah, I feel the same
Could
way. It
work, but
changes
it
the POC a
definitely,
little bit.
yeah.
She's focusing on English cottage plants, so what are you gonna do? Yeah,
Does
okay.
everyone have access to English cottage plants? That's my question. Or are we talking like plants that like only grow in England or something?
Oh, yeah,
I
good
just
point.
don't know much about it,
She says yes.
but if everyone can get English cottage plants, I think it's okay. You are deviating a little bit, which could be a red flag, but it could also be a positive thing sometimes. But
Right.
if everyone can get the key point, if everyone can have those plants, then that's okay. But if it's something specific to only people that are cottaging in a specific area, then that would be tough. But yeah.
All right. Moving on, guys. Hope that helps, Laura. Okay.
Sam. Oh, go ahead.
No,
Hello, Code.
Guys really want to take this one, don't you?
Hello, coaches. I just wanted to get your opinion on my book title and which cover is the most effective. Thank you. Book title: The Ultimate Fantasy Coloring Book for Adults and Teens. Subtitle: Color 80 Stunning Illustrations of Magical Creatures such as Dragons, Mermaids, and Fairies to Achieve Relaxation, Self-Release, and Creative Expression.
Oops, sorry.
All right, so let's check out the what.
Okay, hang on. I missed this one. I can't believe I did this.
It's
Okay.
all good.
So, Lori, if you want to copy it, you can copy it.
Sure.
Open it up.
Sure. It's not letting me do that. Is it
So,
letting you?
no, it's not. So hang on, you guys.
I'll
We'll
just
come
sneak it
back
in
to
there.
this.
I'll sneak it
Oh,
under
there it
there.
is. Sam, put it there. Sam, you are one
Oh,
star.
perfect. Yes, you are, dude.
How'd you do that so fast, Sam?
So I feel like the title is a little wordy. I know that's
So Sam, you have to give us permissions because right now I'm looking at it says they're all hidden. So you might have to actually go in there and pull some out, put them on a Google Doc, and then put the link in there.
I think after 2 days, these are going to be available to see publicly.
Right? Yeah, but not right now. There you go. Okay, sorry about that, Sam. Yeah, or Terry says just create a poll. Yep.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Sam. So if you do one of those two things, then by the end of the call, we should be able to
Yep. And throw it
for
into
sure.
the Q&A and we'll come right back. Upload image. So here's my suggestion, Sam. Open a Google Doc. Put those images into a Google Doc so we have one location to go to, and then send us the link to the Google Doc with permission so that we can look at all of them together. Okay. Okay, cool. All right, moving on. Okay, this one is from Sean. Regarding the paid Facebook review method, paid advertising, just completed the video training. Watch the video the twins did from Publishing Accelerator Q&A call from November on Vimeo. Which method provided the fault? Providing the follow-up is done yields the higher number of real reviews. So are you talking the paid method or just the Facebook review method? And I think that it really does depend on how well you're engaged in the groups in terms of how much traction you're going to get in regard to getting reviews. But you don't have to just pick one. You can do more than one. You can do the Facebook review method, you can do the paid advertising. You've got Pubby, you've got a network, all of that, all of these methods. So he's saying both are paid methods only. Yeah.
Abby and Facebook ads.
I guess Facebook ads, but I would also join the groups, right? So Sean is there in the chat. And
Yeah.
just have a multiple, ideally, you're going to get like 200 people are on your advanced reader team, right? That are you're going to send out the manuscript. So I haven't seen any metrics on that. So I can tell you that I don't know. I don't think there are any that we've seen. Have you guys? No.
I feel
No.
like it's probably not really possible to do metrics because everybody has a different outcome, which is why there are so many choices. You kind of just try all four choices and then
And go from there.
whatever ends up working for you is the one that you're going to go with, because you personally will have the highest metric. So,
Right.
oh, he said the twins said they would have metrics.
Yeah, those are going to be a little bit skewed though, because it's also niche dependent. That's why I do all review methods possible, because what happens if you're doing paid and your cost per lead is like $10? Like, no, you can't do that. You have to resort to other methods. So it's good to kind of do everything and get it done. But we've seen people have wild success with the free version, and we've had seen people have wild success with the paid one, but we've also seen that same thing in reverse, right? So it's really hard to say. It's also niche dependent, and it depends how much work you're willing to actually put into to get there and build those relationships, especially in the free version.
Right.
But
Okay.
yeah, so a little bit tricky.
Sorry,
Hopefully
Sean.
we get some metrics. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But this was from like November of 2022. That was like almost 4 2 years ago. So I'm not, maybe the metrics are hiding and we just don't know where they are. I don't know. Sorry, Sean. We should know
I think this one's mine. I have updated my title after feedback. Your thoughts? Young Adult's Guide to Personal Finance. Master stress-free budgeting to relieve debt and build confident investing with modern earning strategies. And Personal Finance Uncomplicated, Young Adult's Guide to Stress-Free Budgeting, Rapid Debt Relief, and Confident Investing with Modern Earning Strategies. So first thing that really caught my eye was your main title. We don't want to break up your keyword. I'm guessing your proof of concept is young adults, or personal finance for young adults, or young adults guide to personal finance. So don't take out the young adults from number two, because it's definitely going to hurt you when it comes to the searchability. Aside from that, I think both, well, if we remove this stress-free budgeting, master stress-free budgeting to relieve debt and build confident investing. Yeah, I think the first one is sounding a little bit better, but I think you're missing maybe a few pain point benefits. I would try to add a little bit more to it. You still have room to put in one more pain point benefit in there. And you could always use any of the copywriting secrets that, maybe it's a certain amount of strategies, or maybe it's a certain day plan. Anything that you can do to make it attractive would be good. But I think it's just missing one pain point benefit. And yeah, other than that, I can't think of much else. Also, the ing words, right? There's no point on really keeping them in there, unless it totally makes sense. But it's going to save you some character count and help you stay in the present tense. So yeah, put together a few more options.
Yeah, like you could say invest with confidence, right? Yeah. I do like the rapid debt relief. I think that's pretty nice. But if just keep in mind, if you put in like a timeline in 30 days and 7 steps or whatever it is, make sure that in your book it you have clear steps for 30 days and or clear 7 steps or whatever it is. Otherwise, people look at the book cover, and if it's not in alignment with what's in the guts of the book, that becomes a problem.
Doing like a step
Yeah.
thing might be a little bit hard for this niche, but you could do like the seven like principles that like
Yep,
every teen needs
exactly.
to know to like not go broke or something,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got.
All right, moving on. Okay.
All right, Saeed. Hello, coaches. My 30K book is going to be about self-help titled Self-Love Journal Explained. I have an aunt who is an expert in this field. She's practicing doctor for many years with her therapy and counseling office running in California. I would ask her help in editing and her input. If she agrees, is it possible to put her name as a second author or editor? That's first. Second, since this book is going to be hands-on and interactive, the reader might need some help or might have some questions. So can I put her name and contact on the conclusion part of the book? As I'm not qualified to answer their questions or help them for that matter. AI suggests this on the outline. So just we'll do number one first. You can definitely put her as a second author on your book and put her credentials on there. As far as giving out her information, I mean that's up to her. You would have to get her obviously consent for that. And then let's see. I'm on a book outline step. First generated was 10 chapters in supportive style, and the second was 7 chapters in the friendly style. Can I do mix and match and make one outline? Yes, that's actually, we encourage that. So you'll go into the outline part of the AI, and you'll go to, there are two different buttons you can click up at the top, and the one will say edit. Outline, you're going to go into edit outline. And what you can do is take each chapter, put it in a Google Doc if that's what you use, or a Word doc. And then once you go through and it looks the way you want, you're going to just put the chapters that you want back in the edit version of the AI outline. And then go from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that looks good to me. All right. All right, cool.
All right.
Moving on. I think this is mine. Look at who got the short one today. All right. Okay. When preparing the book outline, do you use the ASINs used to determine POC or the ASINs of the best-selling books in your topic? So I think what you're talking about is customer research, because that's what's used to generate the customer research are those ASINs. That's not the outline step. It's before that. So I think you can put in up to 10. I recommend with my students that they put in five, three books that meet POC in regard to income and number of reviews when they were published and all of that. And then two just bestsellers that are knocking it out of the park. So that's what I do. That's my methodology with that. Do you guys put in 10 or do you just put in five?
I say five. I
Five.
always say, I actually say 3 to 5, but 3 to 5 in one outline, and then maybe generate another one with a different three,
Okay. Yeah.
and then mix and mingle.
All right,
I don't
cool.
remember which coach says Frankenstein them together. I love that. But
That's what I do too, though. I pick like between 5 and 10, and then a mix of them.
yeah. Yep. One of the things I also do is I recommend to my students that they look at the top three bestseller table of contents. And then I tell them to ask ChatGPT to make them that as well, just as a way of making sure that your book is in alignment with those bestsellers.
Correct. Was that you or
All
me,
right, I think
Liv?
this one's mine, maybe.
Okay.
All right, so this pertains to follow-up for reviews. The free book promotion from Amazon is 5 days. Do you change the way you approach those you are following up to when the free promotion has expired? I personally don't. I just keep going business as usual. Now they're coming in unverified. So it's actually a little bit easier, a little bit less steps. You don't have to harass them to go and download the book and then leave a review. So yeah, I just keep doing the same thing. It's just going to be unverified.
No problem. All right, moving on.
Charlene,
Some book
please
covers.
review my book covers. Drum roll. All right.
All right. So, self-care mom, can you guys see that? Self-care mom.
I can. The one that jumps out to me the most is the one on the left. I would be curious, is the are the competitors, do they have a mom and a child on them? Or do they just, I would kind of go by what the competitor has. I love the visual of the hand and the baby.
So
I
you like the
actually
one
love
on the right or the one on the left?
I like the one that the words that pop are the one on the left. I mean, I feel like you'll be able to see those the best, but I love the book on the right, depending on what competitors are doing.
The one in the middle does definitely pop. I think you could do a different background here to really bring out these colors. Like this purple and the black looks great in terms of it's very eye-catching. And
Right,
I do
right.
like the little baby in the hand. I don't know if you need to put in the word learn 1 minute mindful techniques, because clearly they're gonna
Yeah.
get that. So you could take that off. yeah. I don't know. Each are good in
So
their own unique
you
way.
like the middle one, Lib? Is that the one you liked? The one in the middle?
I like this one, but I think this one is very sweet.
Yeah.
It, right? This one is nice too, but I could go either way with either one of these, right? Except for the color here. I would like that to pop more. What about you?
Yeah, what do you think, Brandon? You're muted.
Oh, my dog was barking, so I muted myself for a bit.
No worries. No worries.
All
I do it
right.
all the time.
I agree with you, Libby, honestly. I do think the middle one pops really well, but I think the right one is very on target, I think. It might be really, really easy to relate. So I think two good options, but I agree the background should give it a little bit more depth in there.
Yeah. And again, subtitle bigger than the author name. Don't forget
Yeah.
that. And I don't think that you need this learn 1 minute mindfulness techniques, because I get that that's what I'm gonna get out of the book. I'll figure that out. So I don't think you'd need that here. And then that would center better up at the top there too. All right. Let's move on, shall we? All right.
Oh, some more book covers.
It's a book cover
This will be
kind of day.
beneficial to 18 to 35-year-olds. All right, well, these are interesting. Think it's my turn to start, right? Let's see. I don't like this one. Looks old. This one looks exactly like another series of books. That's why I would automatically discount these. That's the top. This one's a little bit flat. I like the ones on the top of here. Honestly, they could all make some pretty good options. Some are a little bit easier to read, some are a little bit more busy, things to consider, but just overall design-wise, I think they're pretty good. I like the red one.
I like the
Or
red one
even
too.
this black and yellow one. Yeah, good options. Good options. And then everyone knows our classic critique, the pen name has to be smaller, readability, subtitle has to be, has to be readable. But just design-wise, just layout-wise, you have some good options here.
Does this color scheme look familiar to anybody else? Kind of like the that.
Me.
Yeah,
Me,
okay, good.
that's why it actually looks like a book that I've seen. That's why I wondered about
Right.
it. I love the first one. It looks like the most different. It just needs a little, I think, graphic work, like the subtitles, like
Why is it?
what
It's
is the word?
lighter.
Left, left
Oh, that
centered.
does look a little
Thank
weird.
you. It
Specified.
should be, yeah, the whole thing should be centered.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question. Is
But
Did the do you think these two people up here muddy the
yes.
yeah.
Oh, you do? I
I
love
was about to say
that.
that. I love it too, but
It makes it harder to
that
read.
guy is right on that bubble, and
Oh, true. Yeah.
at first I was a little bit confused, but honestly, maybe if you if they just removed one of these people, but then be like maybe they can be talking on the phone or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or yeah. Or just make the O a regular old O.
Yeah, that's true too. That would work really well.
That's actually really creative though. Like it's like a speech bubble,
Yeah,
like pointing
I
to that
love
guy.
that.
I
Yeah.
think if we just had some little bit cleaner spacing, I think you could pull off the exact same concept.
Yeah, I agree. I like that one. It's very eye-catching. But again, and then it looks like you're, oh, I see. You might try putting, you've bolded the pain points, which looks good, but I'm wondering if you tried them in a different color.
Even if he used like that orangish in the third one, I love that color as well.
This one here. Yeah, in
Yeah.
here. The gold. Okay. We good? So we all agree with this one with a little bit of work. Yep. Okay. Good deal. Nice start, Kritos. I think this is mine. This is from Philippe. Hi, I finished my book last year, but I didn't publish it then. What do I want to do it now, but my manuscript's copyrighted 2023. Do I have to change that in order to publish it on 2024? Okay, so my question is, did you already get your copyright from the copyright office? In which case, you don't have to change it. But if you have to apply for your copyright, then yes, you should change it. And no, you shouldn't have to ask for a new ISBN. Right? Good. Okay. Guess what, guys?
Is that it? No.
What?
Know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Well, we do have a lot of questions in the Q&A, so it'll keep
Yeah.
us busy.
Right.
Let me go back here so I can get to the main screen. There. Okay. Q&As, here we go.
All right. All right. Sean Zimmer, my Katie Spy is not loading when I try to use it. Instead, I'm being asked for my login info. So that would be a tech question. I would just put your new login or put re-log in, or you can refresh. Or three, I'm not techie, but I would turn my computer off and turn it back on and then try to load it. Otherwise, just get a hold of tech OS support.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe reset your password there, something. All right, so for Della, my PC has Office 365 and it won't allow to download Chrome for KD Spy. What should I do? All right, so I mean, I didn't know PCs blocked you from downloading KD Spy. Just make sure you're on Google Chrome. And if you're having issues, that sounds like a computer problem. You might need to have someone look into the permissions or something. I'm not sure. Sure, if anyone knows in the chat has had a similar problem, but really, as long as you're on Google Chrome, you should be able to download the extension. So, sorry, I can't be much more of help, but if it still is not working, reach out to support, not just from us, but also Office 365. They're going to have a lot more relevant information for you.
Yeah,
For sure. This is from Roger. If a book is for kids, should it be targeted for the kids or for the parents who buy the book for kids? So the book has to be visually appealing and written to the appropriate level of the child. So keep that in mind. But parents know what's visually appealing for their children. So you should design it for kids. And then down below there, you also write, after I've generated the manuscript, if there is a missing chapter or section of a chapter, where do I want to include the information? Can the AI tool do that for me? Not if you've already generated the manuscript, you're going to have to stick that in yourself. Good. Oh, Laurie, I answered your question. Sorry, my bad.
No big
All
deal.
right, so we got Roger again. I watched a video where I saw that twins were translating one or more of the books into Spanish. Is that something you recommend if the sales of the book in English gets going? Yeah, at the end of the day, it's another possible income stream. So why not? Especially if it's a success in the English markets. Why not?
And your last question, Roger, is, can I put my first book into a book series after I publish it? Are creating book series a good idea? I've seen that a couple of times. We definitely recommend book series or bundles because it's just extra income with no work because you already have them made and you do have to, I mean, you can wait till you have them all three done, but our recommendation is publish one, publish the next one as a single, and then bundle them together and go from there. It's a great idea.
Okay, this is from your Etta. Do I have to put my LLC or S Corp name in the copyright? Also, should I put my business name when signing up for KDP as well? Okay, copyright, I use my personal name, right? Not my business name. And then also, when it comes to your KDP, you can put in your business name, but I'm going to strongly encourage you to keep the same email that you have with Amazon for your email in there, only because if Amazon realizes that you have two different emails, they don't like that and they could potentially shut down your account. We actually had an interview with an Amazon attorney that she represents publishers like us. And that was one of the things she said, keep it simple with that one email. And hopefully that answers the question. Did you guys put in your corporation name or just your usual, your personal name?
Personal.
Yeah, me.
Personal.
Yay. All right. So we're all in agreement. Personal.
Yep.
All right. So we got Shannon. I found a conflict in information. For a book description, we have a prompt that generates 400 words, but I also read 150 words. Can you clarify? Also, the book description goes on the back of the book and also in Amazon under your title, correct? Personally, I don't follow any type of word limit when it comes to description. As long as I get the job done, it's attractive, enough bullet points, you know, all that jazz. But 150 does sound a little bit too short. 400 will let you communicate those pain points and benefits and really make the book attractive. So if the prompt is generating 400 and it look pretty good, then that's what I would go for. And the book description on the Amazon page is going to always be longer. What I do for the back is I do like a condensed version of that, right? And you also don't have to
Yeah.
sell so hard. Like in our descriptions, we're always like selling hard and being like, are you like down in the dumps and you want like $1 million? You don't need to put that in the back of your book. You've already sold the product by then. Focus on just giving a short synopsis, like a condensed version of the description. But yeah, that's what I got.
All right. Akash, hey there. I'm a brand new student and my first Q&A. Welcome. Glad to have you. I've dialed in on a topic last night and it's on accountability. Six books with more than 500 and less than 150 reviews off Katie Spy. They are all different subtopics on accountability, but would love to hear your thoughts on if this is something that's valid and if there's anything I'm missing before moving on. So what we recommend is, first of all, make sure that you are in incognito mode when you're checking that POC. Do that first. Accountability, you're correct. That's a really broad topic. You can get ideas from putting accountability in and checking it on Katie Spy. And then where you're saying there are a lot of subtopics, what you want to do is choose a couple of those subtopics or all of them. And then you're going to put those in on their own and do a Katie Spy check on those and make sure there are three books, actually, not six, three books that are more than 500 in revenue and 150 reviews. I hope that makes sense, but.
Hey, this is a question from Della. Let's see. Check her title. Okay, topic is entrepreneurship. Well, actually, that's her topic. My bad. Sorry. Her title is Launch Your Own Business Today. A Startup is the subtitle, A Beginner's Guide to Entrepreneurship. Follow these simple steps for a successful small business. Turn your dreams into reality. Okay, so Della, don't forget that your topic should be in the main title. So it might be like a beginner's guide for entrepreneurship. That would be your main title. And then down below there, you've got keywords and pain points that you need to address. The way that you have it written right here with the colon, and then you've got a semicolon, that's in a period. One sentence for the subtitle. It should read and read well. So I would just figure that out and rework it. Please watch the videos again on making a title and a subtitle. Okay, there you go.
Sean Kelly, I'm interested in comments on this book title, The Children's Friendship Book, A Parent's Guide to Teaching Kids How to Make Friends. So if this is your 7-day challenge, Sean, if you're here, fabulous. Great, great. Go ahead and do it. If this is your 30K book, however, remember that whatever your top or title is, it has to meet POC. So I'm not sure what met POC up here. And then the bottom, obviously you want to expand on that. Like what are the parents going to do to help the kids or teach the kids how to make friends? And then what is going to happen after they make friends? How is their life going to be, in their opinion, half better or improved? But if it's your 7-day challenge, you're good to go.
All right, I think I'm next. So we have Shannon, and I'm not going to be a lot of help in this one. Can anyone explain what the book sprout process is? I see there's a monthly fee, but wondering if I have to read books also there and if there's more of a fee after you pay the monthly fee. I've honestly never used book sprout before. Have you guys?
I have
I
not.
believe
I
it's a
know a lot
mailing
of
list,
people.
though.
Oh, it's a
Yeah,
mailing list.
I
Okay.
think
Like an
so.
email mailing list.
Yeah, so it's like you pay a fee and they'll bump out your book to their mailing list. And sometimes, if it's the right niche, depending on their audience, it might work. If not, it might not. So, I've had some people that were like, yeah, it's really good. And I've had some people that were like, never using it again. So, honestly, I'm not sure. I
Right.
think it's just really niche dependent and depending on their audience.
Right. Yep. Okay, this question is from Sharon. How do you choose what you want to write about? Yeah, great question, Sharon. So it sounds like you're just getting started. What you need to do is go into the lessons in module two on choosing a book topic. And then you're going to get into Incognito and start plugging in some book topic ideas. They need to meet POC. All of that is explained in module two. So please go ahead and get started with module two, of course, after you've done your 7-day challenge and see what we can find. All right. Hope that helps.
All right. So Stephanie, hi Stephanie. My first book, here are three titles and subtitles I have. Please provide any feedback. Appreciate you guys. Business Credit Unlocked is your title, excuse me. I am going to recommend the word unlocked is really used a ton. So that's a great title, but maybe think of a different word for that, or just don't and use that. And then it's how to build, and you don't always have to put how to for that one. You could say build credit for small business, stress fee and secure business loans fast. So you don't want the word business in there more than once. So let's check out number two, Business Credit Unlocked step-by-step guide to building credit. So what you'll do is get rid of the word business. So build step-by-step guide to build credit, secure loans easily, and you want another one, another pain point or something else that they're going to learn. And then the last thing you want to do is how's their life going to improve once they learn these things? Okay, so we're getting rid of the ing words. We're getting rid of the word business, if that helps. And getting rid of the word how. Or that one might be. Would you keep that one in the third one? How anyone can build, or you could put build credit, secure business loans quickly, and blah blah blah. Even if you've never had a loan, or even if you know nothing about, well, you would be using business again. So first of all, I would just say take out the businesses, take out the ing, and then come up with three pain points that you're really focusing on, and then a real strong benefit towards the end. And you'll do that by going through your customer research, okay? I don't know that that was very helpful. Was it confusing or was it helpful, Stephanie? Business Credit 101 or Build Business Credit. You could do that. Those are both wonderful. I like both of those better than Business Credit Unlocked. Okay. And then Build Credit, Secure Loans, Improve Your Finance. And so that you can live stress-free or whatever that is, or so you can build revenue or whatever it is that you're going to do at the end. Okay, Stephanie?
Okay, this one's from Barbara. She'd like us to give her some feedback on the title and subtitle. The title is The Art of Retirement for Women, 144 Stress-Free Activities to Unleash Your Inner Child, Discover Passion, Joy, and Fulfillment. You've got some good action words like unleashing and discover, but you don't have those in front of joy and fulfillment. So, depending on your character count, it looks like you have some room. I would add in some more action words like something about joy and something about fulfillment and find fulfillment. You've already got discovered passion, so something else in front of joy. So you've got these action words in front of your pain points to increase the readability and the connection to your reader. Hopefully that helps. All right, done there.
All right, so we got David White. After my review, I'm waiting to have my AI manuscript edited. Who would you recommend to do this? All right, so there's a lot of different options. Publishing Services has two packages. One that's like editing. The other one is humanizing your AI manuscript, which is new. Sounds very interesting, and it's cheaper than the editing.
Actually, I did math. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no problem.
30,000 word manuscript, it's $1,400 or more. So it's not
Oh,
$7,000 that they had kind of
that's
easily.
unfortunate. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's
Do it
a lot
yourself.
of money. I was like, whoa, never mind.
It's a whole other book. But so yeah, so publishing services, their editing is going to be cheaper than the humanizing package. But then you also have Urban Writers, which has better rates than publishing services. And you can also go to Upwork, where you can find even better rates. But then you just have to do a little bit more searching, making sure you find someone that's legit and someone that you can work with closely together to get it to an acceptable point. So yeah, David, not a really a straight answer, but I would go I would shop around in Urban Writers, see the prices, see the quality, and if the quality is not meeting, go to Urban Writers or publishing services. Yeah.
All
All
right,
right.
Jeff. Have a couple questions. One, I'm new, about 3 days. Welcome, Jeff. I'm excited for your journey. I want to take on the challenge of publishing my first book in 7 days. I am a composer, music producer, production engineer, and tech provider. Awesome. Live and virtual. So I see this opportunity as a perfect tool to solidify my rep and jump into live coaching. True story. Seven-figure strategy. Yep. That's not a bad strategy. I think the training is probably dated by they are only talking about ghostwriters. I saw that there was a special pricing in the three manuscript something, and I thought this was a way to not have AI completely write the body, but greatly assist and accelerate the self-writing of the body. Is that correct? Could you please elaborate? Yes. So yeah, definitely do your 7-day challenge. What this does is just allows you to create the whole book by yourself. And yeah, and you can definitely do this as what we call a passion project. So we talk about two different types of projects. One's a passion project that maybe isn't really meeting POC, but you really want to do it. So the 7-day challenge is a great way to do those. We can't really guarantee that those are going to make great money though, just because it's not really following the guidelines. But if you then do your 30K book, you can still do a ghostwriter if you're not interested in having it AI do your book. But if AI does complete write the body, then what we really recommend is that you hire an editor, like we just talked about, and have them do some line editing on it and just personalize it and make it sound just more human, okay? And you'll need to do that anyways prior to publishing. And then can anybody recommend who they use for the book covers? So book covers, we do two different ways. You can get a designer on Fiverr, which is going to be a little less expensive than what we highly recommend, which is 99 Designs. So 99 Designs is a platform. It's $199, correct, guys? And it's you're going to just get a ton of ideas. What's cool about this is, and the benefit of it over Fiverr is that you are going to be introduced to multiple designers. Where Fiverr, you're just going to be looking at one, you're going to work directly with one designer. And so that's one of the advantages. So we recommend 99 Designs if you can financially do that the first time. If you can't, then just pick someone that you feel will work really well on Fiverr. Hope that helps.
Okay, I am up next. This is a question from Chad. Chad says, would you mind confirming that I can update my subtitle and book cover after it's been published for 3 months? I found a document in the course where I can update the subtitle and KDP for the paperback and hardcover, but I have to communicate with Amazon help support to keep my reviews. Then after it's updated, I can give it 72 hours and then update the book. Okay, it was my understanding that you could not edit the title and subtitle. So I would double check that with Amazon to make sure. But book cover, yeah, you can easily do that. No sweat. I've done it twice. Okay. But I would double check with Amazon, please.
Think I'm up next. See. Okay. How can I get my book out of Amazon Kindle with their ISBN number? So, Kelly, I think you might be asking like if you have an existing book, you have like an Amazon assigned ISBN, or ASIN, whatever it is. And now you want to do it with your own so you can take it out of just being available on Amazon Kindle. I think that's what you're asking. If it's not, oh, yeah, if that's what you're asking, let me know. But yeah, so I don't know what you guys know about this topic, but I was under the impression that you could just go in there, type in your new ISBN number, and then it's now officially, then you have to change the cover as well. But then if you change the ISBN number on the upload screen and then you change the cover with your updated barcode, then you could do that. You said, well, I couldn't get it to edit to go to pay. I couldn't get it to edit to go to paperback. And I'm not sure. I just tested it with ebook actually. I was able to change the ISBN, but reach out to them, let them know what you want to do, because even if you are able, like you might need to republish it, and you're going to need Amazon support to transfer those reviews for you. So just reach out to them. I don't have all the information for that. Sorry. Yeah, Kathy's saying paperback must be done by KDP. It's a little more serious because you need to change the barcodes. And when you have your own ISBN, you have to actually design the barcode into the design. It's not like a Amazon assigned one where they just you just leave the space open. Yeah.
All
All
right,
righty.
Sam, hello, coaches. My title and covers are on a Google Doc now. Oh, Sam. Hey.
Ready?
Oh, you have it?
Course she does.
Yeah. Boy, squeeze.
Holy.
Title, The Ultimate Fantasy Coloring Book for Adults and Teens. Yeah. Color. Let's see what it looks like. I want to see what it looks like on the cover first. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Gotcha.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I know.
really
Wow. They're
cool.
incredible. Yeah.
Rad.
I'm just a fan. I'm a fan.
I get this book? Yeah, you're going to need to let us know when it comes out, please. Thanks, Sam.
For sure. So what I'm thinking is I would probably pick the one that, because it's for adults and teens, I would say if it was for girls, the top two would be more what you were going for. And the middle two, I love the one on the left because it's showing what it would look like done and then finished. So I'm kind of leaning toward that one as my favorite, but I know that there's so many different variables that I don't think you can go wrong with any of the lower left one. I think is kind of hard to read, so I would say the bottom left one is a little hard to read. And honestly, the one next to that one, although I love it, it doesn't look as professional. It looks a little just less professional, but it's a coloring book, so. But I don't know. What's everybody else think?
Brandon, I'll let you go first.
It's interesting. I think one of the hardest part about this is that like some of these covers, they do speak to different demographics.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're comparing like sometimes two great covers. They're just speaking
Right.
to different demographics. But yeah, I mean the mermaid one is really cool.
Yep.
Yeah. One in, yeah, there, I mean, there's so many. Yeah. Yeah,
This
Jeff
one
said
looks a
one in
little bit.
three. Oh,
this one are my two favorites.
This one's
But I
a
think
good
this one
balance
would
too.
appeal more to males than females, and this one would
Yeah.
appeal more to females than males.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said four is general neutral. But
This
it's,
one, but it's not as easy to read.
yeah, it's really hard to
Yeah.
read.
Really
It
hard
does
to.
just doesn't.
This one is
Does yeah.
cool.
Oh, it's not bad. That's probably the one I would buy, to be honest, but
This one
probably. Yeah,
with the red dragon.
it's pretty cool. Or this
Yeah.
dragon.
Yeah.
The mermaid one's really cool. I'm just not that interested in coloring mermaids, to be honest, but it looks really cool. I love how the tail goes past the middle. I love when covers do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps. We didn't give you a definitive answer there. Sorry, Sam.
I don't think you can necessarily go wrong, Sam. You have some good options.
Yeah.
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 I just
Oh, the
wouldn't go with
title's
this one.
fine. Yeah, he's asking about the title. I would say the title's fine. I was looking, I thought it was going to look overwhelming on the books, but it doesn't. It's fine.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
And if you use like a general, like three, it shows in the title that there are mermaids. And if you use the mermaid, it shows that there are dragons. So in the title. So yeah.
All right.
Good
You've got some
stuff. Good
great
stuff.
options, Sam. Really good options. Okay. All right, this one is from Stephanie. I want my pen name to be a brand, Smart Money, Big Purpose. Is it okay to use a logo on the cover with a pen name? So I'm assuming you're asking to put your pen name in and then a logo. I've never seen that, nor do I think you would be able to put the logo when you're loading it up into KDP. So unless I've seen you guys have seen something different, I'm just going to go with stick with the pen name. And put the logo maybe like on the top of each page or something like that. Guys, you with me? Okay.
All right, so we got Rose. What module should you pass before attempting the 7-day challenge? Honestly, you can go into the 7-day challenge like right away, but like maybe watch the mindset, the what's it called? Millionaire mindset. Just to
Yes.
really get you understanding why is the reason why we go all through all this trouble to publish books. But yeah, 7-day challenge is the It's a great thing to do first things first. But the mindset videos might help you really push along through it if you see those first. So, and that's module one. All right. There's another one here. I'll take this one as well. I noticed that Amazon asks if the manuscript was made using, I'm guessing you were going to say AI. My 7-day ch challenge took more than 3 days to go live. Wondering if that affects the timing of being published. Honestly, nobody knows. But I'm gonna say no because it always takes long sometimes. Even before AI was a thing, sometimes it took a few days to get your book published. So not a big deal. But as of now, it is it's totally allowed to use AI as long as you disclose it somewhat honestly. All right.
All right, Saeed, so you're back with a confirmation question. So if my aunt agrees to be as a second or a second author, can I get her qualifications and background story included in the book? Of course, as long as, again, it's, yeah, as long as you get her approval. When I combine the two outlines on Google Doc, how do I submit it? So in the edit section, you're going to go ahead and place the new outline that you like in the edit section of the AI and then generate your writing sample from there.
Okay, this one is from Kathy. Hi, Kathy. By the way, I appreciate your messages. When using Pubby, do you have to specify verified reviews? And just so everybody is aware, verified reviews will go with the book across all platforms, like Amazon.com here in the US, and then UK, Canada, wherever they are advertised on those platforms. So I always do verified reviews. And yes, you have to specify that when you are seeking reviews. So just keep in mind, they do cost the most snaps, FYI.
All right, we got Mona. I noticed that another person has done a book on a topic that I'm already doing. They used the AI and it seems similar content shows up. Would that be plagiarizing? So no, it wouldn't. All books on the same topic, they're all gonna have the same content, the same similar table of contents, maybe like a little bit of uniqueness, but nothing too much. But even if they used AI and you're using AI, AI always does a unique output. And then also we're gonna check it for plagiarism just in case maybe a few sentences got squeaked on by through the process, and then we can change them. So but yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
All right, Forrest, I feel like the popular niches are loaded with existing books and finding a unique POC is very difficult. I know Is the company's party line that there's always room for one more, but I'm not convinced. POC truly is very difficult on an original topic. So POC is difficult on an original topic. So usually the original topics are like we talked about before, like a passion project. So what you need to remember is that there are so many books out there already in topics that are going to meet POC, but they're just not doing very well. So the whole point of the program is that we're showing you how to publish your book, how to get the reviews, how to get Amazon's algorithm to take notice and to put that book up in the top page, in that first page. Okay. And then you're going to do better than all those other books. So what you have to do is pick something and go for it. And then just do your best with reviews, get a great review team together. And then once you get that published, go ahead and get Amazon ads started. It's actually a very low percentage. What do they say the percentage is? Like 10% of people who start don't even publish, or 10% of people who start actually publish. So just remember, once you start, don't get discouraged by what you see other students doing. This is your journey. And even though someone else might be doing your niche, like Brian says, dominate it, man. Just do each step the best you can. And even if two of you are on that top page, you can both still make money and do really well. Okay. Because people will look at the title and look at the information in your book, and one person may prefer your book over another student's book, and everybody will do well as long as you follow the guidelines and, put the work in. So.
And sometimes when you try to look for really unique things, you'll end up with categories that just don't have the demand to really support it. It's just not enough money coming in through. So sometimes it's better to worry more about how can I beat my competition more than how can I avoid competition, because it's like give and take. So it's like a fine balance of finding something that isn't like totally saturated or there's so many authority figures in there, but that also has enough money to flow through it where you can get a piece of it.
And if you haven't tried putting in the four dummies, you can always try that when you're on incognito. And this whole list of things will come up for you to explore. And you never know what you're going to find, honestly. Okay, this one is from Barbara, just FYI. Oh, I like this. This is a statement, not a question. Anyone who has a subscription to Microsoft 365 account also has access to Designer and Image Creator. They use ChatGPT and DALL-E 3. How very kind of you to let us know that,
Cool.
Barbara. Thanks. There you go.
That's
Wow.
groovy.
That was the easiest statement I could have
All right, so we got Elizabeth here. Do you all like BookBeam too for keyword research? Thanks. I think BookBeam has a lot of cool features. I love the niche finder, keyword research. I mean, anything that gives you data is going to be good. Just be careful because we've tested numbers across different platforms for like keyword traffic and that kind of stuff and search volume, and they're always very different. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket, but the best way to check for keywords is to look for patterns among the top selling people, and that's what will always hold more weight to me than anything. But yeah, BookBeam gives you great data, so any tool that can give you more data is always going to be a good it's always going to be a good addition to your business. Yeah. All right, and I think I got one more. Hey, coaches, I will contact KDP, but my book has been in review for 5 whole days. Is this normal? It's somewhat normal. I've actually had a student that had the same thing happen, and they reached out and they said that it was a bug on their end, and they were just working to resolve that. So they told them to hang tight. So I think that's what's happening with a lot of people. But even on regular days, I've had books that were in review process for, 4 to 5 days. So hold on tight, reach out to them just so they don't forget about you, just in case. Yeah.
Okay, this is from Stephanie. She's reworked her title. Okay, build business credit. Okay, I'm assuming your POC is business credit. Anyone can build credit. Okay. You Just actually repeated your main title with the word anyone and can. So you're going to need to really get a little bit more creative about not utilizing the same terms in your subtitle as that you've got in your main title. Secure loans, optimize your credit score, and something else. So I would even take off that anyone can build credit part, and maybe at the end put something like with ease or something like that as a hook, and play around again, because I think if I take off that anyone can build credit, secure business loans, optimize your credit score, what else, right? For whatever success, entrepreneurial success, or can you come up with a different word for business, like enterprise or entrepreneurial or something like that? That's my two cents on that.
Kelly, so what was that about dummies? So one of the things that we say for checking POC is if you go in incognito mode and you pull up, there's like that whole genre of books for dummies. And if you pull up for dummies, it's going to bring up all of those books. And it's a good way to see what titles are doing well or what topics are doing well. You could take, 20 of those topics and check them all for POC. You can even take those topics and then add for kids, for men, for women, for teens, and see if one of those meets POC. It's just a great way to find some new topic ideas. So that's what we have you do.
Okay, we got Joseph up here. I'm relatively new. Is there a comprehensive flow chart capturing each and every activity from topic selection to publishing? Do we have something like this, Libby, for the AIA people?
We do. I could go find
It's like
it.
some sort of checklist document, like a PDF.
It's actually, hang on.
Success journey.
No, because that's no. There should be a, there is a list. Where is the list? Probably under resources. Check under resources, Joseph, in there, because I know that there is a list, and I know that it just kind of takes you through everything step by step. But just remember, start with module two and work your way through. Just follow all the videos, the prompts, etc., and go that way.
The best thing you can do, just focus on the module that you're on. Don't even consider what
Yeah.
the next steps are and get it started. But yeah, like Libby said, go to the resources. We should have some sort of checklist there.
And below each lesson, just make sure you're not zooming
Most
past all of the extra content below the lesson.
definitely.
So.
Okay, this is from Michael. Remind us why we search anonymously when doing research on Katie Spy. Okay, Michael, I don't know if you've ever read the book 1984 by George Orwell, but Amazon is Big Brother. And so when you are searching for something, right, on your own personal Amazon account, Amazon is going to give you books, products that it thinks that you want to buy based on your browsing and buyer history. So if you go into incognito mode, that bias is eliminated because what you buy and what I buy may be very different things. And what you're drawn to and I'm drawn to, again, very different things. So we go into incognito mode to eliminate that bias because we want to make sure that we are covering all of our bases when it comes to people buying books in certain niches. Hope that helps.
All right. Ashley, Adobe is also incorporating AI and they have great trials and subscriptions. You do not need formal training anymore for image editing creation for do-it-yourselfers. All right. Good info, Ashley.
Great skills to pick up, especially when you're a publisher.
For sure.
And we got the last question here from Kelly. How long does it take to generate the manuscripts? It can take anywhere from a few hours to 1 to 2 days. Yeah.
That's
I
it.
think that's done.
I think I can go lay down then before my next call. Just kidding. I mean, I'm kidding. Just kidding. All right. So thank you everybody for joining us. We are actually all out of questions, which is fabulous. But It's a beautiful day. Oh, wait, one more popped up. How about the previous question? Which previous question, Kelly? About dummies.
Lori, I just answered that about dummies.
Yeah.
We use it to find topics where you put in incognito, you put in four dummies and it'll bring up all those four dummy books. And then you're going to look at what it says, like, you know, acting for dummies, you know, parking for dummy. Those aren't really words, but, and then you can add like acting for teens, at, you know, and go from there for some topic ideas.
Yeah. Okay. Two more questions snuck in. All right. Okay. Now she's got it. All right, Rose, how long do you spend every day on your business? Okay, so the way I actually look at my life in a week, so Sunday through Wednesday, I'm working this. I may spend an hour to an hour and a half in the evening on my business then, but then I have devoted Thursdays and Fridays for working on my business. So there you go.
Real quick. Sorry, before I do this one, I want to, I saw something. Oh, somebody, Philip had mentioned to get the expander. And that is also a really great thing to do. If you don't have the suggestion expander, you should really get that. It shows how to do that also in the lesson. And it gives a ton of ideas as well for topics, how to niche them down. All right. So Stephanie, let's see, build business credit. All right. So just, I'm going to give you like three really important things to think about when you do your subtitle. Okay. So if you have a pen, write these down. First thing is you don't want ing endings. So stop strangling your personal credit. You're going to be white. You want to put, stop strangling your personal credit. Honestly, I'm going to say that is confusing to understand. So some of your ideas have been really great, but what you want to do is just focus on your customer research. Go back. And what you'll do is make like a little sheet that says pain points and write about 10 of them. If there's only 3 to 5, write 3 to 5. Then you're going to put in there benefits, and you want to write down the benefits. Okay. And then what you want to do is just pick three that customer research is telling you are important. And you also, then you're going to go look at subtitles of your competitors and see what they're using and kind of reword and go by what they're doing. So stop strangling your personal credit, secure, I would say, build business credit, secure loans, create visibility and credibility to get the funding you desire. This one is actually the closest of all of them so far. I put something in there other than the stop strangling your personal credit. And then I feel like these pain points keep switching, or the keywords keep switching, keywords slash pain points. They keep switching in each one. So just find the three where you're not using an ing that sound the best. But I do like the end, to get the funding you desire. So that is finishing it with what's going to happen after they read your book. So this one's getting there, Stephanie. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
You could also just say to get the funds you desire instead of the funding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, kindly coach Brandon, put in the chat the link to the KD or whatever, the Chrome extender. Yeah, expander. Yeah. So just
Amazon check out suggestions.
Yep. There we go.
All right, so we got last question here from Sean. How do I get an AI note taker set up for me so that I can follow along with a transcript? I got no clue, Sean. Do you guys know how to do that?
I have no clue.
I see all the AI note takers coming in, but I don't actually know how to do that.
Is that a Zoom settings that you would have to do on your end, Sean?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's a Zoom settings. Check that out. Actually, you know what you should do, Sean? Google it and find out. How do I get an AI note taker for Zoom calls?
It's Otter Voice. It's Otter.
I think Otter, that's, and link your Zoom account to it. Yep. That's someone in the comments.
It's Otter. Yeah. Did someone just put that in there? Yeah. It's Otter.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. Yeah. Mystery solved.
Yep. That was
a That was a stumper right there. Right? And we're
Tricky
like,
one.
no idea. No idea. Okay. Otter.ai asked Harry.
Please save the day and tell us what Otter is.
It is otter.ai set. I have it
Otter.ai.
right on my, I haven't set it up yet, but
you have it as well. Okay. Awesome. Perfect.
Sweet.
Okay. If nobody has any other questions, we're going to say goodbye. I'll see everybody in 2 weeks and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Hope you can dedicate some work to developing your publishing business. Rose says, as far as the programs you need to progress, ChatGPT, DS, Amazon, you actually don't need either one of those, Rose. We recommend them for sure. But you definitely need Katie Spy. That's the ultimate thing. You're definitely going to need to find POC. Just follow the lessons. You'll be able to figure it out. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, see you guys.
Oh, bye, puppy.